China has defended its human rights record at the country's second Universal Periodic Review, or UPR, at the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. The review of UN member states is carried out once every 4 years. The 43-member Chinese delegation was headed by Ambassador Wu Hailong, special envoy of the Ministry for Foreign Affairs.
Let me stress that the Chinese government is firmly committed to promoting and protecting human rights and takes the UPR and other UN human rights endeavours seriously.
He said that all of the 42 recommendations that China had accepted at the first UPR had either been implemented or were being carried out. Amongst progress on human rights that the Chinese delegation presented at the UPR were government efforts to reduce poverty in rural areas and to ensure the population's right to education, as well as the establishment of a nationwide primary medical insurance system. Ambassador Wu Hailong said that China is committed to democratic legislation and upholding the political rights of Chinese citizens. He also said that the country had abolished the death penalty for 13 crimes and was increasing efforts to raise judicial transparency. Delegates mostly welcomed the efforts that China is making. Many also put forward recommendations for changes to the country's human rights policies. Among them was the United States delegate, Azra Zaya.
One, end the use of harassment, detention, arrest and extra-legal measures such as enforced disappearance to control and silence human rights activists as well as their family members and friends. Two, protect the rights of ethnic minority groups, including Tibetans, Uyghurs and Mongolians, in accordance with China's constitution and international human rights commitments. Three, reform its administrative justice system, including by eliminating re-education through labor, and ratify the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights.
Other recommendations include protecting freedom of expression, association and assembly, and religion and belief, working towards the abolition of the death penalty, and continuing to address the rights of vulnerable groups, including disabled people and children. Nikki Chadwick, UN Radio, Geneva.